Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Chris.
And today we have our lesson for the article, The Never-Ending Saga of the Broken Copying Machine.
It sounds like a terrible experience.
Well, for anyone who has worked in a large office where many people share a copying machine, you know there can be some problems with that machine. It breaks down and causes all sorts of frustration. It makes you want to pull your hair out and kick the machine and just run away because it causes so much trouble.
It's almost like you're telling the story of our copying machine in our office.
Yes, we have had some trouble with our own copying machine. We're lucky we have these papers this morning. I'm just glad the copying machine was working.
Yeah, me too. But let's check out the dialogue and see if it's anything like a typical day in our office.
Reading.
The Never-Ending Saga of the Broken Copying Machine. Hi, Kelly. Is everything okay? You seem to be a bit frustrated.
It's the copy machine. It seems to be broken again.
Huh? I thought it was repaired last week. What a piece of junk.
I totally agree. Last week, the lamp inside was broken. Now, I think we have a paper jam.
Would you mind if I take a look inside to see if I can fix it?
Be my guest.
Let me see.
Do you think you will be able to repair it?
I can give it a shot. It doesn't appear that there is a paper jam. Let me try resetting the machine.
Why would you do that?
Sometimes the sensor malfunctions. You just need to switch the machine off for a moment, then turn it back on again, and give it a few minutes to warm up.
Wow, you're a genius. It appears to be functioning properly now. How did you know what to do?
It was nothing. I had some spare time last week, so I read the user manual.
Don't be so modest. You saved the day. Now I can print out this contract and fax it to my customer.
In the beginning of the article, Larry approaches Kelly, and she must be upset. And as you can guess, it's going to be about the machine that the office has to copy papers and print them out. So Larry says, "Hi, Kelly, is everything okay? You seem to be a bit frustrated."
And she says, "It's the copy machine. It seems to be broken again."
Yes. So if you've had to deal with a broken copy machine, you might have experienced that they don't usually just break once. They break over and over again. I've seen the copy machine repairman in our office several times. He seems to come every week. In fact, I think he should just get a desk and stick around for a while.
I've seen him so many times, we're on a first-name basis.
Okay, so Chris and I can both just swear to you, tell you that this is a real situation that's very common. So next in the dialogue, Larry says, "Huh? I thought it was repaired last week. What a piece of junk." Okay, so to repair something is to fix something that may be broken. And for example, I repaired the air conditioner with just a little bit of tape. So sometimes you can fix or repair things yourself. Fix will come up later. It's another similar word. You can repair something yourself with just a little bit of tape or a little bit of hard work. Sometimes you need to call a repair person to visit your office or your home to fix something complicated like a copy machine or a refrigerator.
That's right. And Kelly says, "I totally agree. Last week, the lamp inside was broken. Now I think we have a paper jam." Oh, that's the worst. paper jam is when if something's jammed, it means it's like stuck and it's not functioning properly. So when you have a paper jam, it means that paper is stuck inside the machine and it prevents the machine from printing out or making copies like it should normally. So you have to open it up and then pull out all that bunched up paper, all that crinkled paper.
Right. I can think of a couple other jams. One is a traffic jam. So during rush hour, if there's an accident and everybody's trying to drive to or from work, the conditions on the road are very busy, but then it all gets stopped. That is a traffic jam. Another thing that you might use to keep a door open, it's like a small wedge or triangle-shaped thing, and you put it under a door. It's called a door jam, because it stops the door from moving. Now, if you work in a place where it's windy or you keep the windows open, you don't want the wind to slam a door shut. So you can use a door jam to stop the door from moving. So the jam is one problem. What was the first problem Kelly mentioned?
The first problem she mentioned was the lamp inside was broken. So this would probably be the light that allows the copying machine to copy the image that you put on the copier.
Okay, so Larry wants to be a helpful person, and he says, would you mind if I take a look inside to see if I can fix it? Now, I mentioned the word fix a little bit earlier because it basically means the same thing as repair, to repair something, to fix it. Now, if there is a difference, repair might be a little more complicated. You might need more of an expert to repair something. That's why we have the term a quick fix. You can just use tape or glue to fix something really quickly. But here's an example sentence. It was too hot in the library. They need to fix the AC there. Now, AC is a common way of saying air conditioner. That's where the AC comes from. Air and then conditioner.
That's right. Now, Kelly says, sure, be my guest. Now, when she says be my guest, she's not inviting him to a party, right? She's saying, please do so, or I go ahead and try.
Yes, it's a polite way to say, kind of like, do what you want. Do what you are going to do. I don't mind. It won't bother me. And Be My Guest also happens to be our shortcut for you for today. So let's zip over to that.
Shortcut for you.
Whatever you are cooking smells delicious. May I have some of it?
Be my guest.
I'm your roommate. How can I also be a guest?
Be my guest means help yourself or after you. I could say be my guest if we're entering a building and I want you to go first.
I get it now. Be my guest means cheating. Awesome! I can't wait to try it.
Neither can I.
Chris, be my guest.
No, Celine, you be my guest. Okay, welcome back after our shortcut for you for Be My Guest. Now, Jeffrey and I would like to give you a few more examples of Be My Guest. So, for example, if I have a friend over at my house, or multiple friends, and one of them is maybe thirsty, and they might ask, hey, can I have a beverage? And then I would say, be my guest. And that would be me implying that they can go ahead into my refrigerator and grab whatever they want, whether it's like juice or water, you name it.
Okay, and here's another one. And Chris, let's just play it out, okay?
Okay.
So, hey, Chris, you know, I'm waiting for a very important email, but I don't have my phone or my laptop. Do you think I could use your computer just to check my email?
Be my guest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, and maybe I don't have my laptop. I could give you my phone and still say the same thing, right? Be my guest.
Yes, it's just a way to help people out and give them some polite words at the same time. All right, well, in the meantime, let's get back to the office and the never-ending saga of the broken copying machine. Larry is maybe down on his hands and knees, sweating, trying to figure out this copying machine. He says, "Let me see." And this is something people say, "Let me see," when we want maybe a little time. Okay, don't bother me right now. I need to look at this. I'm thinking. It's kind of like saying, let me see. I'm busy doing my work.
Yeah, it's a good thing to remember if you're at a restaurant or something in the U.S., maybe like one where you stand up, like Subway, and then they go, "Can I help you?" Or "What would you like?" You go, "Let me see. Just like, give me a minute. I'm going to look at the menu and then I'll decide."
Yeah, that is great advice, because actually sometimes saying, wait for me, or just wait, I'm looking at the meats and the cheeses at Subway, it can sound very rude if you do this to somebody. So "let me see" just gives you a little bit of time to think or finish what you're doing, and it's very polite too, which is important.
That's right. Now Kelly says, "Do you think you will be able to repair it?"
Okay, so maybe she doesn't think Larry is smart enough or knowledgeable enough about copying machines. But Larry says, "I can give it a shot." Okay, now this would be another good shortcut for you. Give something a shot is to just try. You're not sure whether you can do it or not, but you give it a shot. And Larry says, "It doesn't appear that there is a paper jam. Let me try resetting the machine." Okay, so he says it doesn't appear that there is a paper jam. Appear, spelled A-P-P-E-A-R, means seem or able to be seen or to have a certain quality. And I think an example would help. So even though the boy won the game, he appeared unhappy. So it's really how something looks, how it appears.
That's right. Now, he also says resetting the machine. So this means he basically is going to turn it off and then, like, turn it back on. So he's going to reset. Now, usually we use reset for electronics instead of restart. So, like, for a car, you might restart it, meaning, like, if it stops working, you start it again. But generally with electronics, we reset it. Reset it again, yeah.
Okay, and this is a common way to maybe let a computer or other device start fresh. And maybe Kelly's not really familiar with this, because she says, "Why would you do that?" So Larry explains, "Sometimes the sensor malfunctions." Now, a sensor is something that, well, it knows about something else. And let me give an example. When you walk to 7-Eleven, there is a sensor that kind of sees you standing there. And so the doors open for you. The sensor senses, it kind of feels or sees that you are there.
That's right. Also, for a lot of modern cell phone covers, like for smartphones, they might have a magnet in it, and like the iPad, for example. And when you move it, the machine senses that action, and it turns on. So you no longer have to hit the unlock button or hold button at the top.
Great. So Larry says, "Sometimes the sensor malfunctions." To malfunction is to work in the wrong way or not work at all. And he says, "You just need to switch the machine off for a moment, then turn it back on and give it a few minutes to warm up." So some machines need to warm up before you can start to use them. You hit the on button, it can take a minute. Really old computers take a long time to warm up. So he uses this verb switch, spelled S-W-I-T-C-H, which means to change the function of a machine. Now, it could be on-off, but you can also switch channels of a TV. For example, "Please switch the TV to silent mode," or "Just switch it off." Okay, silent mode means no sound. So that's why we have a light switch, which is a noun. Here, switch is a verb. It's the act of turning it on or turning it off.
That's right. Now, as you said, you need it to warm up, so I guess they're waiting. And then Kelly says, "Wow, you're a genius. It appears to be functioning properly now." Now, functioning means to function, spelled F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N, function, means to work, operate, or do what a machine should do. For example, I can't function until I drink some coffee in the morning. So if you think of yourself as a machine or a human, and you're not able to work until you have coffee in the morning. So this is true actually for me. I had difficulty functioning in the morning until I have had a cup of coffee. How about you?
Yeah, it's sometimes hard for me to get going on my work and start checking my emails before I get a little bit of coffee in me.
Let's continue. Kelly finishes by saying, "How did you know what to do?" So she's really fascinated by what Larry did. I mean, she's surprised because the machine's functioning and she wants to know what he did.
All right, so notice here that first Kelly says, "You're a genius." She says something very nice about Larry, and then she asks him a question. How did he know how to fix it? So his response kind of matches her. So he says, "It was nothing." So he's saying that in response to her saying, "You're a genius." Okay, so he's like, "No, it's nothing. I'm not a genius." And then next he answers her question. He says, "I had some spare time last week, so I read the user manual." Okay, so he had free time, so he read the little book, the user manual, that explains how to use the copying machine and, I guess, how to fix it also.
That's a good thing to do. I sometimes don't read the user manual of products I buy, and I find that I make mistakes later on.
All right. Well, Kelly says, "Don't be so modest. You saved the day." And a modest person is shy or polite about their own good qualities. So if I say, "Chris, you are so handsome."
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay. He's just being modest. So, Chris is a very handsome guy, but he's very modest. He doesn't like people to talk about it. So Kelly finishes. She says, "Now I can print out this contract and fax it to my customer." So that's great. Larry very simply fixed the copying machine and allowed Kelly to do her work.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, have you ever fixed a broken machine? If so, how did you fix it?
Yes, I have actually fixed a number of broken machines, but the most recent example would be when I fixed a fan. My fiancé had accidentally got water into it, so I had to take it completely apart and dry it, and then put it back together. And I had to make sure the chipset, the electronic part inside, was completely dry. Otherwise, it wouldn't be able to send the signals to the rest of the machine to function. So.
Wow, well done. Well, hopefully you can fix copying machines, too, because I know one that needs a little help. But that's all the time we have for part one of our lesson. But, Chris, are we going to come back for part two?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we'll see you then. The never-ending saga of the broken copying machine. Hi, Kelly. Is everything okay? You seem to be a bit frustrated.
It's the copy machine. It seems to be broken again.
Huh? I thought it was repaired last week. What a piece of junk.
I totally agree. Last week, the lamp inside was broken. Now, I think we have a paper jam.
Would you mind if I take a look inside to see if I can fix it?
Be my guest.
Let me see.
Do you think you will be able to repair it?
I can give it a shot. It doesn't appear that there is a paper jam. Let me try resetting the machine.
Why would you do that?
Sometimes the sensor malfunctions. You just need to switch the machine off for a moment, then turn it back on again, and give it a few minutes to warm up.
Wow, you're a genius. It appears to be functioning properly now. How did you know what to do?
It was nothing. I had some spare time last week, so I read the user manual.
Don't be so modest. You saved the day. Now I can print out this contract and fax it to my customer.
Vocabulary review.
Repair. Hillary looked online for instructions on how to repair her broken toilet. Fix. Trevor fixed his broken cup with some strong glue. Appear. The cat's large eyes make it appear to always be surprised. Switch. Roger walked through the dark room and switched the light on. Function. Once a car runs out of gas, it will no longer function. Modest. Despite being the best player on the soccer team, Becky is very modest about her abilities.